Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Amen. God bless you, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I thank you for joining me today. We're going to continue on in a message I began a few days ago, and I just want to take a moment to praise the Lord, praise God from whom all blessings flow. And before we go into the message, I just feel led to take a moment to pray. Some of you really need God's touch in your mind and in your body and in your soul. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for every listener. I thank you, Lord, for those who are so faithful and those, Lord, perhaps who might be listening for the very first time. Lord, you know every single need. Lord, you number the very hairs of our head. And Father, right now, I come to you in the power and authority of that name which is above every name, the name of Jesus, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And Father, I thank you that everything that is contrary to the will of the Lord shall bow in their lives. Sickness shall bow. Oppression and discouragement and depression shall bow. And Father, I just release your anointing which destroys every yoke. Father, let them experience your presence right now. Minister as you are the Spirit of grace. And Father, you are the Spirit of liberty. And the Holy Spirit is he comforts. He is our comforter and one who walks aside. So Lord, let them know they're not alone, but that you are with them. Sometimes, Lord, it's possible to feel alone, even if you're surrounded by others and by loved ones. But Lord, I ask that you will minister to their deepest needs. And Father, prepare our hearts, open our hearts to receive that which you have for us out of your word. In Jesus' name, we give you the honor, you the glory, and you the praise, for you alone deserve that praise and honor. In Jesus' name, Father. Amen. Thank the Lord. Well, I have been ministering on the abundant life, and we've been looking about and sharing some scripture as I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close on liberty. I always share a lot of scriptures. Why? Because that's our authority. It's not my opinion. It's not yours. It's what the Lord says. And the liberty that Jesus speaks about, he said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Our text is John 10:10, where Jesus said, "The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy, and I am come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly." I don't know about you, but times when I've gone through battles, I've wondered, you know, Lord, this sure doesn't seem like an abundant life. Well, we can change our opinion as we grow in the revelation of Jesus, as we grow in our understanding in the ways of the Lord, how He deals specifically and individually with each one of us. His principles are the same, but he deals very uniquely and gently and tenderly with each one of his children, because we're all in different places. That's the marvel of the Holy Spirit. He can take a message, he can take a word, he can take a book, he can take use whatever and make it personally applicable to every seeking heart. And so I've been ministering about the liberty that we enjoy, and it is obtained quite simply through the good news of the gospel. John 3:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." And then James, in his epistle, he talks about the gospel as being the perfect law of liberty. I've always enjoyed saying, you know, under the new covenant, we're under law, but it's the law of liberty. And if we look into this perfect law of liberty, and if we're not a forgetful hearer, but if we are a doer of the word, then we shall be blessed in our deeds. So, beloved, I'm here to tell you on this broadcast, I'm here to tell you right now, even if you may not feel like it, Christ has called you, brother and sister, to liberty. In Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, verse 7, God had a calling for Jesus, and he commissioned him to have the anointing of the Spirit of the Lord to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. In other words, he was coming to give enlightenment, to give spiritual understanding. Remember, when he was still alive, he stood up in the synagogue and he says, "This day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears." Well, you know what? The very good news is that earthly ministry of Jesus has not stopped. God's character and nature has not changed, but the Holy Spirit, through the members of Christ's body, are continuing that work that Jesus began. Even greater works you shall do. Isn't that what he said? "Because I go unto my Father." Isaiah 61:1 says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound." Beloved, this is not a religion of works. As I shared before, there's a contrast between any other gospel that is preached and the gospel that is contained in the Word of God. It's by faith and not works. It's by grace and not by law. They're the blessings of life, not the curse of death. And there's exoneration and forgiveness rather than condemnation. Beloved, you are a son and daughter that has been birthed in the freedom of God's glorious gospel. We're not servants in bondage. He's given us victory over defeat. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. He's given us a new and a better covenant to replace the old covenant, which was fulfilled in Jesus. And we're to walk in the Spirit and not to live in the flesh. We're to have the fruit of the Spirit, the very personality and character of Jesus, and not the works of the flesh. And those are outlined in the book of Galatians. Beloved, God wants us to enjoy and rejoice in all that he has done for us. If we do anything less, it's really a statement that we don't understand and don't even appreciate that tremendous sacrifice that Jesus did at Calvary. So many want to return to legalism, to a religion of works. You know, in the Middle Ages, there was such a thing as asceticism, and they would flagellate themselves and practically starve themselves and do all manner of harmful things to their body just to somehow earn God's love and forgiveness. You know, I can remember a well-known preacher, and I won't give the name, but I can remember him on television decades ago saying that he couldn't go to the movies, he couldn't watch most television programming if he wanted to retain the anointing of the Holy Spirit. He couldn't go to a ball game because he couldn't fill his time with those useless diversions. He couldn't read most periodicals. He couldn't read popular novels, even the apparently harmless ones. He couldn't associate with many of the people that the world, and even much of the church world, consider exciting. He couldn't engage in mixed swimming. He couldn't engage in such apparently harmless activities as bowling. And beloved, that's not the kind of life that God has called us to. He's given us all things richly to enjoy. That's not a license for sin. We're to walk and pursue righteousness and godliness. But beloved, we're to have the abundant life. God is sovereign, and we have to understand he is the one that's taking care of our sanctification. He who began that good work is faithful to complete it. Our big job is simply to surrender and commit all that we are to him. Romans 14:22-23 says, "Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before God. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in that which he alloweth. And he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. That's quite a statement, isn't it? Let me read a couple verses also found in the 14th chapter of Romans. I'm going to start reading at verse 13, going to 17. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. I know and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus, that's by revelation, that there is nothing unclean of itself. But to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. But if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not charitably. Destroy not him with thy meat for whom Christ died. Let not then your good be evil spoken of, for the kingdom of God, I love this scripture, is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. When it talks about our liberty in Christ, he says in verse 15, destroy not him with thy meat, or whatever it is, love constrains us. Love says that we won't, he said, I'd never eat meat, I'd never do whatever, Paul said, if it causes my brother to stumble, because that person may be weak in the faith, and your liberty will be a cause of a stumbling for him. And so it is love, beloved, that constrains us. Praise God. Well, my time is just flying by, and we will continue this on tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you are getting excited by this, and only the Lord can give you that revelation of where He wants you and I to be in Christ. A glorious liberty, and it'll bring joy and rejoicing. And beloved, there won't be anything impossible to you. Hallelujah. Because that kind of love, that kind of faith, that love and faith work together. Well, with that, I must bring this broadcast to a close. Oh, I do invite you to write. I so love to hear from new people. I get so excited. In today's world of emails, not too many bother take the time to write a letter by snail mail. But that's how I answer you, and it's personal, beloved. I'll pray for you. I thank God for you. I continue to lift you up before the throne of grace, UCM Partners, and I thank God for your faithfulness and your financial help. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh.